Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science which touches your life. Science which changes the way we view the entire universe. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, and my latest bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. You know, ever since ancient people looked up at the night sky at night, they wondered, what does it all mean? Is there a theme? Is there a way to understand the diversity, the rich diversity of everything we see around us in a simple paradigm? Is it possible? Well, that's a theory of everything. And I first heard about this quest when I was 8 years old. At that time, everyone was talking about the fact that a great scientist had just died, and they showed a picture of his desk, just his desk, with the unfinished manuscript of his greatest unfinished work. Well, I was fascinated by that story. Why couldn't he finish that book? What's so hard? It was supposed to be an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. And these are the words of Albert Einstein. Well, I found out that this person was Einstein, who had just died, and the theory of everything was on his desk, unfinished. Well, today we think, but we cannot yet prove, that theory is called string theory, which is a theory that I've been working on for decades. And find out more about all of this, the quest to understand what does it all mean. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Anyway, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to ask that question that's always been bothering you or something that's ripped right off the headlines, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Okay, well, without further ado, let's go on to the first listener call.
Hello, Professor. My name is Chris from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm listening on the internet. And my question is, I have seen stories about the fact that our Earth's magnetic field is weakening, and at some point it may reverse its polarity. And so I'm wondering, what are the actual effects to our planet from this weakening, and if it does weaken further to the point where it's almost zero, before it reverses its polarity, will there be some danger of the solar wind stripping our Earth's atmosphere? Thank you very much.
Well, you ask a very deep question. And first of all, we have to realize that there are two North Poles. One is the geologic North Pole, around which the Earth rotates around its axis. If that were to move, we would be in really big trouble. I mean, the Earth would crack in half if there was a major perturbation in the pole of the Earth around which it spins. However, you ask a different question, and that is, what about the magnetic North Pole? Now, the magnetic North Pole does wander, and it gets weaker. In fact, it's been weakening for the last several hundred years. We know the rough strength of magnetism because the ancient mariners, their life depended upon reading the dial in a compass. And so we know that the magnetic field of the Earth is, in fact, weakening. We can measure it. The magnetic field of the Earth right now is about half a gauss. A gauss is a unit of magnetism. And it turns out that in a few, well, we don't know for sure, but a few more centuries, or maybe a few thousand years, it will perhaps go to zero. Now, how do we know this? And how do we know that the magnetic field of the Earth is wandering? Well, we go to Hawaii. When you go to Hawaii, you see ancient lava flows that flowed freely for thousands of years. And when the lava freezes, when the lava finally solidifies, the direction of the north is frozen into the crystals inside the magma. And so simply by digging right into the magma flows of ancient eruptions in Hawaii, you can actually see that, yes, the deeper you go, the magnetic field has wandered. In fact, we can actually calculate the rate at which it is wandering around Canada and near the North Pole. And the question is, what happens when it goes to zero? That's your question. Well, it's not a pleasant idea because of the fact that we have a magnetic shield around the Earth that protects us. Now, Mars does not. Mars is probably frozen solid in the inside. There's no churning of magma to create a magnetic field. So Mars does not have a magnetic field. Therefore, radiation rains down on Mars. The solar wind blows whatever atmosphere is left into outer space. And that's where the atmosphere of Mars went, probably blown into outer space by the solar wind because there was no magnetic shield to protect it. Now, if we lose our magnetic shield, that's not a good thing. It'll mean that there'll be more cosmic rays coming down from outer space. People will get sunburns and perhaps skin cancers as a result of this rain of solar radiation from the sun. And it means that some of our atmosphere will be blown into space, just like what happened in Mars. However, it may take millions of years for this to really happen, that is, to lose our atmosphere. And we think that the poles do wander and come back. So it's been oscillating for quite a while. We don't know why. We don't have a map of the inside of the Earth, unfortunately. So we can't determine exactly how lava flows and magnetic flows in the center of the Earth generate a magnetic field. All we know is A, it is weakening. B, one day, perhaps centuries to millennia in the future, it will go to zero. And C, hopefully, it will bounce back. If it doesn't bounce back, then in a worst-case scenario, we could wind up like Mars, where the oceans have pretty much dried up. In fact, the oceans probably boiled away on Mars. As the atmospheric pressure drops because you lose your atmosphere because of a solar wind, the boiling point of water changes. And as the winds start to blow most of the atmosphere away, water will boil all by itself. That's what probably happened to the oceans of Mars. Mars once had great oceans, and they were probably lost because the water began to boil. Now, when I was a child, I remember that we used to have Christmas ornaments where you had a little bit of water in a tube heated up so it boiled. Boiling water in your Christmas tree. It was fantastic. It was a great ornament, one of my favorite Christmas ornaments. And then one day, I did something really stupid. I reached out and I grabbed one of the Christmas ornaments. Uh-oh, you would think that I would be burned and I would be yelling and screaming because that was boiling water that I grabbed. Well, what did I feel? Nothing. It was just mildly warm. And I realized that the temperature of the water inside was room temperature, but it was boiling all by itself. That's what happened, we think, to the oceans of Mars. They boiled away because the atmospheric pressure dropped. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry science fantastic. Give us a call.
public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to get on the air and ask that question that's always been bothering you. How many times have you sat next to the radio or the TV set or the internet and you hear something? You hear something about science, about medicine, about the universe, but, well, there's no one to talk to. You're all by yourself. And you wonder, gee, wouldn't it be great if I could talk to a scientist and ask some questions and get a dialogue going? Well, that's what you can do by calling 612-564-8135 or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we broke 5 million fans on Facebook. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is John Todd. I live in Paulsville, Washington State, across from Seattle. The call letters are KITZ of Silverdale, which is the next town over. And my question was, do you think within 6 or 7 years we'll be able to isolate the light coming from an exoplanet in our sensors and possibly infer the existence of life by the gases in that exoplanet's atmosphere? Also, if we can do that, would it be possible to infer alien civilization and say like the 19th century Earth technology because of the pollution in the atmosphere. And those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay, well, your question is very relevant because the Webb Space Telescope is up in outer space. It is the replacement of the Hubble. It has 7 times more light-gathering power than the earlier Hubble Space Telescope, which in turn was the workhorse for astronomy for many a decade. And now the Webb Telescope will take the mantle of the biggest space telescope in outer space. Well, first of all, what is an exoplanet? An exoplanet is a planet that revolves not around our sun, but around distant stars. With our instruments, both earthbound and in outer space, we've detected 4,000 plus, over 4,000 exoplanets orbiting around other stars, giving us a census of the Milky Way galaxy. That of the 100 billion stars in our backyard, in the Milky Way galaxy, it turns out that every single one, every single star you see in the galaxy at night has a planet going around it, an exoplanet. And how do we detect them? Well, we hope to visually, get this, visually photograph some of these planets with the Webb Space Telescope because it is so accurate that it can, in principle, photograph a planet orbiting around a distant star. Now, right now, we use indirect methods. Like, for example, when an exoplanet revolves around a distant star, the distant star wobbles a little bit, okay, because the gravity of one affects the other. So it's like a snake biting its tail. So as the mother star wobbles a little bit, its motion can, in fact, be detected, even though the motion of the exoplanet is much too dim to be picked up by our telescopes. So by looking at the wobbling of the mother star, we can detect the presence of a planet. Another way to do it is to look for eclipses. That is, planets will actually go in front of the mother star and dim it by, let's say, less than a percent. And by looking at the dimming of starlight, we can detect the presence of civilizations. And then you ask yet another question, and that is aliens. And are there planets out there with alien life forms? If so, could they have, as you mentioned, 20th century technology creating pollution? And would we be able to detect the pollution? Well, so far, we've been able to probe the atmospheres of some of these planets. And we're looking for, of course, oxygen and water. Those are the two most important chemicals that would give an indication for life. And apparently, yes, apparently we have some indication, has yet to be verified, that there is water out there on some of these planets, maybe oxygen. And then you ask the question, what about pollution? Well, there was an episode of Star Trek once, I remember, when Captain Kirk and Spock land on a planet. And then Spock says, I detect hydrocarbon chemistry in the atmosphere of this planet. And then Kirk says, what does that mean? And Spock says, pollution. Well, yeah, if we detect pollution, that is, burn hydrocarbon chemistry on some of these distant exoplanets, that could be an indication that they're going through an industrial revolution. But just remember that if they're thousands of years more advanced than us, then it'd be very doubtful that we could pick up pollution because they would only have pollution for maybe 100 years. After 100 years, they'll go electric, they'll go solar, they'll go wind, in which case they won't need to create hydrocarbon pollution anymore. Okay, but anyway, this is all speculation. But while we're speculating, let me say that I personally believe that sometime in this century, we will make contact with an extraterrestrial civilization. Maybe we'll eavesdrop. Maybe we'll eavesdrop on some of their conversations in outer space. And if we do, perhaps we'll be able to decipher their signals and determine their intentions and how advanced their technology is. I do not advocate reaching out and trying to communicate with them before we understand what their intentions are. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Caleb. I'm listening to 103.7. I'm calling from Wasilla, Alaska. And I'm listening to the topic right now of cancer and the fountain of youth. And I think it's really interesting, and I was curious about herbs or medicines that cause stem cells to produce excess amounts of progenitor cells. Would this somehow cause somebody to become more youthful or stay youthful longer or perhaps even help with cancer?
Well, the short answer to your question is probably not. So let me explain. Stem cells hit the media a decade ago. Everyone was talking about stem cells because they have the ability to regenerate any other cell of the body. Stem cells are, in some sense, the mother of all cells. And we find them, for example, in the embryo. And these embryonic stem cells eventually create all, every single one of the cells of the human body. So that was sensational news. In fact, the Japanese got a Nobel Prize for showing that you can take an adult stem cell and make it go backwards in time so it becomes embryonic and then can become, in fact, any other cell. So people sometimes would say, aha, that means we'll be able to generate broken arms and legs and even remove tumors and reform cells in the body. Well, not so fast. First of all, stem cell technology has been moving much slower than we expected. We do not have all the miracle cures that we talked about 10 years ago. It's still an experimental technology. Now, you may hear advertisements saying, come to this clinic because then we'll use the latest in stem cell technology to do this and this and this. Well, don't believe it. It's been overhyped. We're still children when it comes to understanding the dynamics of stem cells. Now, this is not to say that one day in the future, we may be able to use stem cells to cure cancer, to regenerate organs that we've lost, in the same way that the frogs can regenerate organs and salamanders. No, I'm not saying that we can't do it. I'm just saying we can't do it now. And that organizations that say they can do it are probably stretching the truth, and there are probably a lot of caveats. And if you read their publicity, probably a lot of asterisks, revealing the fact that the technology is not as advanced as we like it to be. Now, as far as cancer is concerned, the leading therapy that's gotten a lot of attention is called immunotherapy. Now, that actually has worked in many instances. In addition to surgery, in addition to radiation, in addition to chemotherapy, we now have a fourth way of attacking cancer, and that's called immunotherapy. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio and ask that question that's always been bothering you. So, give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News. The Commerce Department saying retail and food service sales declined 1.9% in the biggest drop in 10 months. Analysts blaming high prices and the Omicron surge for falling consumer demand as the holiday season wrapped up. Regarding inflation, John Bryant, Operation Hope CEO, tells CNBC,
I mean, inflation's a big deal and affects those at the bottom of the pyramid the most.
The nation's labor secretary is talking about the next steps after the United States Supreme Court blocked the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on large businesses.
What's next is we're going to work with businesses and encourage businesses to continue down this path. Many businesses have already done it.
Walsh describing the decision as disappointing, he also says that more needs to be done to make sure workers are comfortable returning to the office.
We need to do more in this country to make sure people feel comfortable going back to work, because people do catch the virus.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. If you want to ask that question about science, leave your name, callers in the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe we can chat about the cutting edge of science. Well, we had a question about cancer and stem cells, and I have to say that stem cell technology is still in its infancy. Tremendous potential, no doubt, but don't believe the hype. So when it comes to cancer, what should you believe? Well, there are two therapies that are getting a lot of attention. One is immunotherapy, where you take, for example, blood out of a person with cancer, take out the white blood cells and put the blood back in. You now take this batch of white blood cells and modify them genetically so they can recognize cancer. Our immune cells, for the most part, cannot recognize cancer cells, and that's why they kill us. But you can engineer white blood cells so they can identify cancer, And then you put that fluid, that serum, back into the body with an enhanced immune system. And it's worked quite well. Even people that suffered from incurable cancer, cancers that were incurable, have been cured using this method. However, it's still very young. There are side effects. You should talk to a physician before you engage in that technology. But it's amazing that in many instances, it has worked. The second is liquid biopsy. You know, when you have a tumor growing in your body, you may have 10 billion tumor cells growing before you can feel it. And at that point, it could be too late. It could be to the point where the cancer has already branched out and invaded other organs. What happens then? Well, chances are you might die. But what happens if you could take a simple blood test and detect cancer cells when you may have just a few hundred cancer cells in a cancer colony, not a tumor, but a colony? The word tumor could then essentially become obsolete. It may disappear from the English language. We'll think of tumors like bloodletting and therapies of the last 1,000 years. So we'll begin to realize that there's a new way of detecting cancer years before a tumor forms by taking a simple blood test. This is called liquid biopsies. They can, at the present time, detect 50 different cancers. Let's say you're a smoker, or let's say you engage in activities that are not so healthy, and you've always wondered, will I get cancer? Well, here's a way to find out. Get your blood analyzed to find out whether or not you have cancer cells circulating in your blood. Cells, not tumors. Cells. Now, what's the downside of this? The downside of this is cost. It is not yet covered by the insurance companies, and it will cost over $1,000 to have the test done. But like I said, if you're a smoker, if you're somebody with cancer in your family tree, then it may be worthwhile to find out whether or not you have cancer cells circulating in your body years before a tumor forms. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Romeo Wren, calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, AM 970. And my question is there a relationship between dark matter and dark energy? Thank you.
Well, if you ever figured out the reason for the relationship between the two, you could win the Nobel Prize. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio to ask the question that's always bothered you. Give us a call.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to know more about this program, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. I have over 5 million fans on Facebook. Well, we ask a question which is actually quite embarrassing. And that is, what is dark matter and dark energy, and what's the relationship between them? And as I mentioned, if you ever figure out what that is, you can win the Nobel Prize. So what should you do if you do figure it out? First of all, tell me first. That's right, tell me first, and we'll publish together, and we can split the Nobel Prize money together. Well, you know, 2,000 years ago, people like Aristotle asked a very simple question. What is the world made of? And Aristotle thought it was four substances. Well, fire, earth, wind, water, that's what the world is made of. Democritus thought, no, it's not that. It's atoms, tiny little indestructible balls. And then Pythagoras said, no, none of the above. It's music. The resonances, the melodies, the harmonies of music explain the diversity of matter on the planet Earth. Well, today we have something called string theory, which does say that matter could be nothing but resonances of a tiny string. That music is the language of the universe. But there's some missing links, in fact, quite a few missing links. First of all, string theory predicts higher notes. How many notes can you put on a violin string? Well, in principle, infinite. An infinite number of vibrations on a violin string. So there should be higher notes on a vibrating string. If the lowest vibrations are the electron, the proton, and the neutron, then what is the next set of vibrations? It could be dark matter. Dark matter is invisible. It surrounds the galaxy. It holds the galaxy together. We know it's there because if there wasn't invisible dark matter holding the galaxy together, the galaxy would have flung apart billions of years ago. We are here today. Because dark matter kept the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, together. But we don't know what it's made of. That's embarrassing. In fact, roughly 23% of the universe is made out of dark matter. What is it? We think it's the next vibration of a string, but we're not sure. Now, 73% of the universe is dark energy, which is even worse. It is the energy of the vacuum. It is the energy of the Big Bang. When the Big Bang took place, all the galaxies and particles and matter flung apart. Why? Well, they were pushed apart. Why? Something pushed them apart. Well, what is that? We think it's dark energy. It's repulsive. It is anti-gravitational. Instead of being attractive, it is repulsive. But what is it? Making up 73% of the universe. We don't know. Well, where do we fit into this picture? We represent 0.05% of the universe. We're not even on the radar screen. That's right, the heavy elements. The heavy elements beyond helium. The heavy elements beyond that make up only 0.05% of the universe. We are the oddballs. Most of the universe, by far, is made out of dark energy and dark matter, and we don't know what they are. We think, but we cannot prove, that dark matter is nothing but a higher resonance of the string. We think that dark energy is the energy of nothing, the energy of the vacuum, the energy that is pushing the galaxies apart in what is called the Big Bang. But, hey, it's just a theory. So we're not sure, but that's all we got at the present time. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Bob McNally. I'm listening to Science Fantastic on KONA 610 out of Pasco, Washington. I'm calling you from Walla Walla, Washington. Dr. Michio Kaku, I greatly appreciate the enlightenment that you have brought to the world with Science Fantastic. My question for you is, when one black hole captures another black hole, what is the result? Thank you. Have a great day.
Great question. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to answer your question. What happens when black holes collide with other black holes? And we're going to see these things in outer space. So maybe one day we'll have a picture of that happening. So let's take a short commercial break on Science Fantastic. But you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We had a question of what happens when two black holes bump into each other? Well, first of all, we have taken pictures of individual black holes. The black hole at the center of the galaxy M87 has in fact been photographed. It's on the web. You can look at it. And it was taken by radio telescopes, several radio telescopes. They took all the light from these radio telescopes to create one gigantic radio telescope. And they were able to peer into the heart of a galaxy. Well, our galaxy has a black hole. If you want to see it tonight, go outside on a nice day, look in the direction of Sagittarius, the constellation, and that's where our black hole is. Well, big disappointment, you really can't see much there because of dust clouds. Our galaxy is quite dusty. In fact, that's where we came from. We are made out of galactic dust. And that's the reason why you cannot see the galactic nucleus. Every night, by rights, there should be a fireball. A huge fireball, perhaps outshining the moon, rising, illuminating the night sky. That's what the night sky should look like, but there's, dust obscuring that. Now, next to us is Andromeda, another galaxy bigger than our galaxy, and the two will collide maybe 5 billion years from now. And then that question is no longer academic of what happens when two black holes collide. We don't know, but we have computer simulations by taking Einstein's equations, putting in two black holes into the equation and just letting the computer calculate. And the calculation is quite dramatic. It shows that as two galaxies come together, Andromeda and the Milky Way, Andromeda being bigger will rip the arms of our galaxy apart. Our galaxy is going to be stripped of its spiral arms. Horrible. Our galaxy is going to be ripped apart, star for star. Then the two black holes at the center of the Milky Way and Andromeda will orbit each other in a death dance. Think of a snake biting its tail. Two objects, two black holes rotating around each other, releasing tremendous amounts of gravitational energy in the process, and then they will finally collide and then merge into a bigger black hole. Now we think we see radiation perhaps from such an event with what are called gravity wave detectors. The radiation emitted from two colliding black holes is huge, and the collision of neutron stars and black holes releases gravitational energy, which we think can be picked up by gravity wave detectors in Louisiana and Washington State. However, it's still hypothetical. In other words, we know what happens when black holes collide to give you a big black hole using computer simulations of Einstein's equations. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Evan Parks, and I really enjoy listening to Science Fantastic in podcast form here in southern Vermont. My question is, since it is theorized that you can go back in time by traveling faster than the speed of light, and we know from observation that the universe is expanding faster than the speed of light, is it possible that the universe is expanding into the past? And thereby into a singularity? Curious to hear your answer. Thank you.
Okay, well, your answer comes in several parts. First of all, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. In special relativity, It says that, yes, the speed of light is the ultimate velocity, so you cannot go backwards in time. If you were to somehow exceed the speed of light and then time you think would go backwards. Nope, that's not the way it works. Now, the Big Bang expanded faster than the speed of light. Now, you may say to yourself, now, wait a minute, did you just contradict yourself? No, because the Big Bang expanded space. Empty space can stretch faster than the speed of light, but matter that you can touch, cannot go faster than the speed of light. In other words, the Big Bang did go faster than the speed of light. Okay, why? Because empty space was stretched by the expansion of the universe faster than the speed of light. So you're not going to go backwards in time by retracing the steps taken by the Big Bang, okay? So that's the first observation is you cannot go faster than light. The second observation is, well, the Big Bang went faster than light, but the Big Bang had empty space go faster than the speed of light, and that is possible. And third, how do you go faster than the speed of light? Well, in 1935, Einstein found a new solution to his own equations, and that is the equations for a wormhole. He took two black holes, which looked like a funnel, and stuck them together back to back. And he got two funnels out of which you can fall into one funnel and go zipping out the other funnel. It is a wormhole. So it was actually Einstein himself with his student Nathan Rosen back in 1935, that talked about the possibility of going faster than the speed of light through a wormhole. Now, back then, he could calculate that you would die if you fell into one of these things. So it was an academic question, going faster than the speed of light by going through a wormhole. However, now we see these things in outer space. We see black holes spinning, and spinning black holes do not collapse into a dot, as Einstein thought, but collapse into a ring. And if you fall through the ring, you do not necessarily die. So in other words, there's a loophole in Einstein's equations, which may give you the possibility of going faster than the speed of light by taking a shortcut, by drilling a hole through space and time and taking a subway through space and time. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to know about the cutting edge, the incredible discoveries being made in science all the time. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And find out what all the excitement is about. I have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And that's what I do for a living. That's my day job. People sometimes ask me, what do you do anyway? I work on something called string theory.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.